9 o'clock. Now, the Hawks and the National Prosecuting Authority were among those that appeared before Parliament's Standing Committee on Finance today to give a progress report on the VBS matter. The committee has previously expressed outrage over the great bank heist. They also urged the Hawks and the National Prosecuting Authority to take swift action and decisive action against those who are implicated. Last month, Advocate Terry Mutau released a damning forensic report on how almost 2 billion rand was looted from the bank. Some top politicians and business people have also been implicated in the findings. Hawks head Lieutenant Godfrey Lebia, General Godfrey Lebia, confirmed to the committee today that its investigation into the looting of the bank is in full swing and that it is investigating a host of related crimes. However, the National Prosecuting Authority said the probe is not yet at a stage to determine who should be prosecuted. Well, for an update from the side of the Hawks, I'm now joined on the line by Brigadier Hangwani Mulahutsi. Brigadier Mulahutsi, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karamu, and to the listeners as well.
Okay, so before we get into the interview, let's just take a listen to General Lebia speaking about the evidence collected thus far.
I can confirm that A1, which is the first statement, the first basis that inform our investigation, is in fact the South African Reserve Bank. So that we have already started, as I indicated, I think that as of now, we are already at A65, which means that we have already obtained more than 60 statements that we use. We are going to be using as evidence. So the information that we have, be it spoken information, be it written information, be it information from ordinary informers, we utilize that to ensure that we leave no stone unturned.
That is, of course, General Godfrey Lebia, the head of the Hawks, speaking there about the fact that they are using different information, different forms of evidence. Mr. Brigadier Mulahutsi, how would you categorize on a scale of 1 to 10 how far you are in terms of your investigations?
Karima, it's going to be very difficult for me to even categorize where we are now. The fact of the matter is that the issue that relates to VBS, it's a very serious matter. Mm-hmm. And I do not want also to give out false information that will actually detriment the investigations that are already ongoing. Mm. I think safe to say that the national head did mention it at the committee today that this case is a very serious case. It's receiving serious attention.
The last time when we spoke, Brigadier Mulahutsi, you did say to me that it's at an advanced stage. You're taking it very seriously. You put a special task team together. I just want to remind listeners, of course, of how Advocate Mutau went about compiling this report. He, of course, used forensic investigators. They seized computers. They seized telephones, and they mirrored the images. And so they've actually got real information. It's not just hearsay. And, of course, those appendages are in a safe place because, as you say, they're part of an active investigation. So my understanding from what the general is saying and from what you are saying is, of course, that you have made quite a bit of progress. Now, let's just listen to Mr. Silas Ramahiti, who is the acting head of the NPA. And, of course, he's saying that at this stage, they're not yet ready to prosecute anyone.
There is working currently on the matter together with the DPCI. And I can also confirm that we are also working and providing guidance to the DPCI. But I think it's important at this stage to note that we have not yet reached a stage where we can take a decision, first of all, on what to prosecute on, because that only comes to the end, and who to prosecute. And one is actually reluctant to even start, you know, looking at, for example, what is contained in the Mutau report. One of the questions that was raised was the status of the Mutau report. It's a useful report, and as the general said, it provides information that may lead to further credible evidence that is admissible in court. So we have not yet reached that stage. So in essence, from where we...
Well, that is Mr. Ramaiti. Mr. Ramaiti is contradicting you, Brigadier Mulaudzi. He is saying that the Mutau report is useful, but it's not necessarily able to get convictions or at least warrants of arrest. You saying that you have put a team together, you're in advanced stage, but he is saying that they've got five prosecutors that are working on the matter, and they are far from knowing what even to prosecute people about. How does that square with the Hawks' account of where they are at?
Well, we are on record to say there are statements that we have already collected. We are on record that there are offences that we are looking at, five of them at this current moment.
Can you name the five offences, sir?
Yes, we can. We can. We're talking about fraud. We're talking about theft, corruption, money laundering, and the contravention, of course, of the Municipal Management Act. Based on that, we can be able to confidently say that there are going to be others that are going to be added based on the investigations that we are doing.
Yeah.
Now, it is true that we cannot now say we are going to prosecute. The fact of the matter is that we need to collect whatever information that we have. Based on that, we can be able to say these are the people who are now being fingered.
Yes.
Remember, it is critical that we do not say anything. We need to find whatever information there is there. You would know for a fact that there are other entities that we're working with who are also assisting us in these investigations, your NPAs, as you write, the South African Reserve Bank, you've got the Financial Intelligence Center. So we are getting all this collaboration. Yes, the report itself, we did say that it's going to guide us as part and parcel, and we cannot just throw it away. It's guiding us as part and parcel of the investigation. And if needs be, if there is a need for us to be able to also interact with the advocate, that will be done. But for now, we are looking at a criminal investigation.
Yes, no, I understand that, Mr. Mulaudzi. Yes. So let me give you an example of what is a criminal offence. It's a criminal offence for a municipality to bank with a mutual bank. We've already seen 10 municipalities do that. What more does the NPA need to understand that a criminal offence has been committed? Why can't they charge those individuals?
Well, they need to have evidence. There must be evidence that must be led in court. We cannot go and just take whatever is being said, and then we take it to court. Then we'll be
I just interviewed Mr. Brigadier Mulaudzi with respect. No, hold on.
Yes.
I just interviewed Mr. Matabata, the Premier. He said that he suspended several individuals today, including municipal financial officers, including municipal managers, right? And on the basis of the fact that they had illegally deposited money with VBS Mutual Bank. Now, if they are able to suspend them, what is outstanding for a prosecutor that you haven't given them that a person can be served with charges of contravening certain acts that guide the fact that municipalities are not legally allowed to bank with mutual banks? This is not rocket science.
But Karima, those are internal matters.
No, they're not internal matters. They are matters of justice. We are talking about various arms of the criminal justice system here. You are doing your work. I want you to tell me What is it that the NPA says they still need that you haven't given them? We know that they were not supposed to bank with the mutual bank. Someone signed off. The money left the account. That in itself is evidence. You have computer evidence of that. You have bank trackings of that. What else do you need to issue a charge sheet?
Karima, there's a lot that needs to be done. We cannot just, because based on what is happening in other areas, then we just have to follow suit. No, we're still talking about a criminal investigation. Hence, I was giving you all these other entities that we're dealing with. Those are people that we should be getting information from.
But you have when the information. You have the report.
Karima, the problem that we have, we want to rush things. Don't rush. You rush things, you make a mistake. Hence, we say, we went to the parliament, and parliament was happy to say, we are happy with what the progress that we're giving now. For us to be able to collect 65 statements in a short space of time, it shows the seriousness, the seriousness of this case. There are other documents that are still outstanding that we still have to put in that docket. Yes, the COCTA or department itself, they are part and parcel of this investigation. Hence, I'm saying with the Premier, he's doing what he thinks is credible for his administration. But for a criminal point, investigation, we're supposed to do the right thing. So we cannot be take because what is happening somewhere, and then we would say, no, let's just follow suit and also just take people to court. Then we will be failing ourselves.
Brigadier Mulausi, my final question to you.
Yes, ma'am.
The Municipal Management Acts have been violated. Municipalities have illegally transferred monies from theirs to VBS. That is a crime.
Yes.
You have the information. It's in the Makwetu report. And, of course, you have the bank statements and you have the fact that people have already been suspended. Can you tell me, for the love of God, why can't the NPA issue a warrant of arrest? Because a law has been broken.
No, we need to be able to work together, Karima, so that they can be able to satisfy themselves with whatever information we have. I mean, let's all agree that they went out of their way to give us 5 prosecutors, and I'm sure.
No, they're not going out of their way. That is their job.
No, but I'm saying it's something that we believe that they have taken this because we had a meeting with them to say, for us to be able to deal with this matter as soon as possible, let's be given the resources. And those resources have been provided. And I'm sure you're not only looking at resources from the prosecutors only. You also have the AFU that is also part and parcel of that. So we will, once we have, if there are areas, Karima, where we can see we've got the hanging fruits, let them be taken as soon as possible. But for a mere fact that this is a complicated investigation and we want to make sure that we don't take it bit by bit, let's finish and finalize it and take everybody to court. Let it be. I mean, you heard about the names of where the Reserve Bank, they were making those names. Those are the people that we are also looking at. But the fact of the matter is that, hence, irrespective of because we know them, let us make sure that we do not go and embarrass ourselves, and also making sure that those who were actually violated, the poor of the poorest, they will be able to look at us and say, we'll not have justice in this case, whereas we are now trying to fast-track this case and we make mistakes. Let's be given space to do our work, and I'm sure once we are done, you will be the first one that we will be calling to say things are now starting to happen.
Thank you very much, General Mulaudzi. Brigadier Mulaudzi, that is, of course, the Hawks spokesperson, Mr. Hangwani Mulaudzi, telling us that they are fast-tracking the situation. I must say, I am completely baffled as to why someone who authorized the signing of monies into a bank that they're not supposed to sign into cannot be served with a warrant of arrest.